Well, I just thought that I hadn't put much on this tape here. You're talking about charisma. It suddenly occurred to me here that while they were talking about charisma, that I've got so much charisma that I lost two elections in the space of 7 days. Last Friday, the May 8th, I think it was, on May 8th, I ran for student council president and was defeated by a landslide. I think I was defeated by a short skirt and one of the most popular girls in school, too. And then this Friday, the 15th, I ran for senior representative, and it was announced that I had made it. I'd finished 10th in the election out of 33 candidates. I'd finished 10th, so I made it for a post on council. And then on Monday of this week, I found out that the girl that I had supposedly beaten by one vote had requested a recount, which she was granted, which turned up a mistake in the counting of the votes, and I was informed that I had not won, I had been defeated by 4 votes. So, I'm a lame duck.
Well, I just want to say this. You'll not have Ted Bowman to kick around anymore.
I think they probably will, because I can still make a lot of noise even if I'm not on council. Oh, so much for student politics. I'm still a little unhappy about the fact that several of the people who beat me by quite a number of votes got up and not only didn't say anything, they said that I'm not going to say anything, I'm not going to tell you what I think should be done about the problems because I'm not sure that we would really do it. And they got elected by landslide. One of them that got in that fashion was the young lady who I spoke to you about earlier, who told me she would go to this play with me one day, and then the next day she told me she couldn't, without ever telling me why. I went with the astronomy class today to the radio observatory down at Ohio State. That was quite something. We saw the 340-foot radio reflector and all the accompanying equipment. The first time I ever visited a horn house. It was called this. The things that receive the signals as they're bounced off the reflecting screen are called horns, and these are enclosed in a wooden housing on the ground there, and our guide there at the observatory said, "Okay, we're going to go into the horn house now." So I So that was really...